America and Washington on Friday, April 15, 2022. This is Live Talk and Tech Story.
And I'm Mark.
We're talking about preparations for the burial of slain Elvis Nyati and other issues.
The late Nyati, who was killed by a vigilante group in the deep snow Johannesburg, will be laid to rest in Bulawayo tomorrow. His body is arrayed in the city and mourners are gathered at his Kurumani home.
The government granted Nyati a state assistance while opposition parties were receiving a scholarship of aid, also providing funds for aid.
Tempest flared in Johannesburg yesterday at Nyati's memorial service as Zimbabwe's ambassador to South Africa, David Hamazilipi, trying to chase David Hamazilipi from the event. They accused this government of forcing millions of Zimbabweans to leave the country to seek jobs in other countries.
Another news, there is Easter Friday. Even the Republicans are going to go to
and Zimbabwe is preparing to mark its 42nd independent celebration. The Trump people saying the country is in a terrible social, economic, and political situation.
Kulumangalo is a word for the government. Robert Terry and NATO, private sector, the Madden of the other thousands of dollars, and 3,000 years old. They will say,
Zimbabwe, Munjimbo, South Africa, by Henry Amaziliki, by Chukwu, by Iwo, by Chinzua, cannot come or mean soft, but I'm by Chinzuichi, by Chinzuo, Nirangavari, Papu, Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe, Toshika, who Zimbabwe, we have to send it to Chanza, Chitanza Shakari, Nyaya, Ye, Toro, Rekista, one of the last, Nivatin, Ivan to Tanga, Ivan. Parijino, vazhinji havasi kukwanisa kuti vaende kumamisha nekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika parizvino.
Instead of condemning, we should be taking back the work and taking back from the community. I think that's the justification that you accept.
In situations like this, there is always the promise that you create. The government of Zimbabwe is doing what it can. It's engaging the South African government in order to ensure and secure and safety to our nation. The state just is a funeral. Offered the necessary assistance here in terms of the coffin or the casket, so in transport to Zimbabwe. So as soon as the body gets to Bybridge, the Zimbabwe government takes over in terms of
the transport in terms of the food for those who will be gathering, and any other expenses as connected or related to this funeral, to give the late Mr. Nyathi a decent burial back home.
See, Molira Elvis Nyathi. Osiyengendlela esihluku kakhulu sihlulukele sidanile siyakhala kakhulu asikholwa njengoba kwenzakala manje ukuthi namhlanje sizomvalela sokugcina lana ku memorial service uyahamba nje uyekhaya uzohamba ngomuntu othule kanti wathi mayezwa kule bizo weza ehambela ngenyawo zakhe so sihlukumezeke kakhulu ngalento eyenziwe ila abantu abambulele ngendlela le isihluku ukuthi noma ubulale nje yakho ngeke uyibulale ngalelo hlobo
sithanda ukuthi kubuhlungu kakhulu kithi njengesizwe sonke sikamthwakazi akukho nto enje esake sayibona esizweni sakithi ubuhlungu kakhulu iNyathi family akusiyo yodwa ilahlekelwe silahlekelwe sonke njengesizwe njalo ayi ngikuzima mpela lokhu ukuthi sikuchaze ngamazwi kodwa ke asifisi into enje ibuye yenzeke futhi empilweni ngoba kuyasehlisa isithunzi njengomuntu omnyama kukuthathela isithunzi njengom-Afrika ukuthi wenze into enje emuntwini kuyazela hhayi bakwethu-ke sekuza hanjwa kekhaya ayebekwa umfowethu uNkulunkulu lalaba abakwenzileyo uNkulunkulu nguye owaziyo hhayi I'm Bonman Kumalo representing the Zilikazi Royal House. We are saddened by what happened to our brother Nyathi. The cruelty that these people showed by killing him in that manner is really, really, really painful in our hearts as the Mthwakazi Nation. Our prayer is, they go well home and lay him to rest. But truly speaking, we are disappointed. We would want, the people that did it to hear the words of warning that God is going to judge them. It's not right to do or to treat a human being in that manner. Look, I'm really out of words. Can't describe this cruelty, but what do we do? We just leave it in the hands of the living God.
I want to apologize to Zimbabweans because we are not expecting as South Africans that thugs in South Africa can kill our fellow black brother in South Africa. So that's why I'm saying we really apologize on that.
You're saying Nigerians, everyone is just the same as South Africans.
I'm a South African, I'm a Zimbabwean, I'm a Mozambican, I'm Lesotho, I'm Botswana, I'm a Nigerian. Africa must be one. Must at the end one. Of the day, the Africa the must day, be Africa one. And we want one currency for Africa.
There you are, Marvelous. Those are some of the people that were talking to Thuso Khumalo yesterday in Johannesburg. So we know that there was a memorial service where Mr. Amazripi, that is David Amazripi, Zimbabwe's ambassador, to South Africa, was actually ejected from that memorial service with people accusing his government of mistreating Zimbabweans. They are saying that they are where they are today because of the Zimbabwean government. And we also had Thuso talking to Velempini Ndlovu, who is a relative of the late Nyathi, Bonman Khumalo of the Zilikazi royal family, and Mr. Peter Moshosho, the South African, who says he was apologizing on behalf of South Africans, saying you don't think that a black person can do that to another black person. And he believes that Africa should be one. And that's the way he says it should go. So that's exactly what this boy is saying. Marvelous.
Aiwa apo tangatiri kunz. Wane kuona zvangazviri kuitika nezuro pachiitiko chakaitika icho ku South Africa apo taona vamadziripi vanova ivo mumiriri weZimbabwe vari kuSouth Africa ikoko vachitaurawo pachiitiko ichi asi vakazotaura mushure mekunge vambomiswa kutaura pamberi pevanga varipo apo vakazotaurawo neStudio 7 vabuda muchiitiko ichi tanzwa zvakare kubva kune vamwe vagari veimomo muSouth Africa vanga vari kukumbira uregerero vachiti zvakadai hazvifanire kunge zvichiitika panguva ino nekuti vanhu vamwe chete kunyangwe vachibvavo kunyika dzakasiyana siyana tikaonawo zvakare hama neshamwari dzavanyati vachiwanikwawo vachitaurawo pamusoro pemafambiro achange ari kuita zvinhu pakuradzikwa kwavanyati.
Yes, we also have Mrs. Judith Ncube, who is the Bulawayo Metropolitan Resident Minister. Talking to Ezra Chisaspanda there about, you know, Nyati's burial and, you know, the assistance that the government is going to be giving. So let's hear something from there.
Kavuzvisana imhuri kumbi Bulawayo ubuhlungu kuphela ilizwe lonke lithintekile ngoba abantwabethu akuna muzi ongela mntwanayo umuzi wonke kulo mntwanayo kungabe kwenzakele lokhu kwenzakele namuhla but asikwazi kusasa ukuthi kukobani ngoba abathelephinde bangazinyaza ungakhuma umngameli asizokwethula ndibona ukuthi isteti izancedisa umsebenzi womntwana
urhulumente zancedisa
ye
hayi kuyabonga ngaloko mama minister of state kuyabonga kakhulu ukuthi urhulumente naye uzwe ephatheka ngabantu abakhe ababa phakathi ko oqhuku lolo lwenzakalayo lo olusesouth africa ngale ye kuyabonga kakhulu we appreciate that one very much ye and thank you his excellency the president of Zimbabwe ngokuthi at assist such in this time njengalesi esinjengalesi we are having a sleepless night from the 6th of the very time kusenzakala until now kuze kushaya u-3 o'clock lokhu ngikhangele ngikhuluma labanye abasegoli abanye abangaphi Harare abangaphi all over I've never angalali lokhu kusukusekemhlaka-6 umfana lo bengihlala laye endlini yami khona ngale elokhu zenenketa ngihlala laye ngabuya ngahlala laye emapulazini wahlala khona ngale kwasekusithi njengoba nje ilizwe lakithi njengoba lingani linje indlala leyi waselandela laye njengoba lisanda ukuthi sikhuluma ngokuthi akulantsho lo mntwana omunye noliyigumi elinye lingalamntwana okhona ngale so yikho ke laye wasesiba ibhendi wogwene elandele siya khonale didino thati umkhapha umzambezi ulokhu uze ningalo ulimpophe echaphe siya ngale ingwenya zamkhuda ukuthi kuzaba lezinye ingwenya ngale zizamudla ezingabantu emini ilanga libalele
kusetshenzwe okusetshenzwayo
ye hayi ufunile sibili ngasengifithi mina kuyalo ufuna ukuthi nxa umuntu efike ehofisini abe lo munye umuntu wabonyata kungabe kuyikuthi ungani ngoba uyazi ukuthi kunje so kulama-vultures abhodayo abafuna ukuthi kube yi-chance yokwenza imali so kuyabe kufuna ukuthi into zakhona zibe athletic ibe izinto ezenziwa zisegcekeni zenziwe kuhle abanye abantu on uyakhala abanye abantu bafuna ukuthatha i-chance yokwenza imali so kuyabe kukuhle ukuthi nxansiyafika ehofisini umama layo athi efika abone ukuthi hayi abantu ngabantu abomufi kodwa ngaso kuselakala lesibonge esidoda esinye sakonyathi khonapho sokusiba yikuthi kanti konyathi vele akula muntu ye akula muntu abantu abaningi basegoli bakhonale ye the entire khonapha yimi engicoordinator yo 24/7 ilokhu zeni funeral abaningi bantwana bakhonale ngikhona bezabuya nje njengoba kuzabuya abadala babuya kuthi utadweni mathi bagade namhlanje abavele ekhaya but I'm told ukuthi kulo munye osegoli othen uzahamba afika abathatha abuye la tomorrow siyabe sindawo la amavele ekhaya
but meanwhile lokho okumele kwenziwe kube kusenziwa ngayo.
Yeah, hayi kube kusenziwa.
Ngabe livunela.
Hayi kube
kusenziwa khona ngale.
Yeah.
Ubecekile njalo ukuthi afumele lati fika khona ngale le bhale incwadi. Uzalitshela ukuthi libhale njani ukwenzela ukuthi izinto zethu zihambe
kuhlaleke
yiyoba
Yeah, that is the resident minister of Bulawayo Metropolitan Region. Mabel is talking to relatives there. So he was advising them to start preparing for the funeral and was informing them that the president actually granted the Nyati family, Elvis Nyati, a state-assisted funeral. So that's what they were talking about there.
Apo tangachukuona numa yangairi kuva iyo kuhurumende vanova ivo resident minister wemunzvimbo inobva vanyati vari kutaura ivo kuti mhuri yanyati ichange iri kupiwa rubatsiro kubva kuhurumende vachitaura ivo kuti vanga vatumwa nemutungamiri wenyika kuti vazivise mhuri yekwanyati kuti vachange vari kubatsirwa pakuradzika mutumbi wava Elvis Nyati avo takaona vachishaya South Africa.
Yes, and we've got Nyati's auntie. You know, he talked passionately about, you know, Nyati. He grew up under his hands. And let's listen to what he's saying here in this interview with Ezra Chizaswat.
Nunzana ungumane gamalapa uyini ngamofijara.
Igamalami ngustenji ndlovu. Ijakalele lithonilele ngumtakasisi. Umama wakhe ngilandela kwesithathu.
Umama kumlandela kwesithathu.
Yeah.
U-Elvis.
U-Elvis, yes.
Uzwe njani? Bakutshele njani usizwe sihlawule sinje?
Yeyi, indaba leyi ayisinika ubuthongo. Especially umfana lo ngidlale laye emncane. Ngihlala laye enketha khona ngale lapho endlala khona. It was very much touching into your corner. It is just ubuhlungu okunye okumangalisayo. Umfana lo ubezisebenzela engugarden boy khona ngale South Africa. That literally every time ubethumela ongabantu bakhe every time and then ongama okudliwayo every time, every month and so forth.
Yeah.
Khathesi ngikhuluma nje so. Last week besikhuluma sonke sithi malume ngizathumela amawindi ami khonapho kuwe ungaba lespace yini ukuthi ungigcinele wona ngifuna ukuthi umntu yakhe laye ukulidumba lakhe ekhaya ngathi hayi akula problem zulu thumela nini amawindi akho zagcina of course akafiki wona lokhu ngiwameleli
yeah ubesesaka la
ubesesaka but befuna ukwakhe intaba zinduna ngayo lapha athola khona istand.
Abantwana bangabalisikati.
Abantwana bakhona basekhaya boyise mkhulu okuzala khona umkakhe. Kodwa ke uyise zala ukhona lapha lo nina zala bakhona. Bafika nje ukuthi bengimele ukuthi ngabe ngifike labo lapha. Kodwa bazafika nje in an hour's time. Uyise zala lo mama zala. Bakhona bengilabo nje kuthani. Khona phele lokhu zene drobheni. Zabuya sonke khona lapha. Then bahamba, then they are coming at this babuya. I'm trying to see the next that I'm gonna be in my bed.
Uchela want to room for Baza on Romba.
You cocoa Ulobusung corner. Ulobusunga Tessie. Ube will sit the corner local to the umzu. Lammy encourage a wooden zoo, Abantuan. Pumel Abantuan and Apa something. Who is a Zala? Ekhuluma la mathi malume abantwana bathini ngapho kanti abantwana balamabhuku abalani lokhu lalokhu ngithi hayi ngizakhuluma labo ngingakhuluma labo ke bathi hayi malume kuyeza lamanje ngiyathi ngithi ngihleli ngizwe sesithi umalayitsha hayi kuhambe endaweni engaka emagogo wethu uyethatha iy'mpahla zabantwana sezifikile ngihambe ngiyethatha bese kusithi uyisezala ohleli labantwana abuya azothatha. Yeah, azothatha ukudla lokho ehambise abantwana.
Uthesa kusela umuntu ozayo.
Akathesa kusela umuntu ozayenza khona lokho ngoba umkakhe enjalo nje engumama ukathesi kuwe sebuthakathaka okuwesi ukuthi kasoze sakwanise ukuthi asele abantwana. kubabakhe ngiyobesela la nxa ube ungarden boy that little owe 200 rand khonke obe kuthola lapha disebenza khona emayadin it lokuncedisa kakhulu ebantwaneni yeah
akusitheleke ukuthi vele bekuli Jacqueline Chan emfana kanye atelvis lo
umfana lo was a very good young man umfana lo bengumfana olungile okunye imali saye umfana ongakhulumi lo muntu ohlale thule kuphela engakhulumi lutho kumbeni njani whatever engala sports esinye sisibonayo ukuthi ah umfana lo into le yenza injani njani but yena he was just a very good young man very much quiet and umuntu olalelayo belalela uthi ngamtshela ukuthi hayi lapha mzukulu yenza so lapha mzukulu yenza so and we were so much very close I'm very much close very much close ngomzukulu wami lo we're so much close together and he always touched me ukuthi malume kambe lapha sengilodubo ngenze njani ngicebisa ukuthi hayi malume you can do this mzukulu ngenza so wenze so then kumncedisa abongathi malume hayi yabo njalo nje ungumfana olungile kuyomandla uElvis banatwa Nyathi was a good young man very much umfana olalelayo
ukhulele ngaphi ekhaya
ye umfana lo uzalelwe ekhezi le ekuzaleleni ekhezi le basebesuka basebesiya etobotobo le maplaza bahlala khona ngalo unina wasethona bekhona ngale sahambeka khona ngalo unina etobotobo
udadewethu
umama wakhe then uthese unjalo bahlala etobotobo kwathi ubaba wakhe wasesuka wasisiya somewhere kodundubali lapha about 40 kilometers from Bulawayo nxa uthiya uhamba eFalls Road wazothola umuzi khona ngale bahlala khona ngale then kwase kusithe usisi wakhe lo bhuti wakhe elder brother the elder sister bathola izindlu eCardu Park la wasebuya wazohlala eCardu Park but sometime back bese vele sihlala sonke enketha khona ngale lemzini wami lemaplazini benhlala laye ahamba aye khona le maplazini afika ahlale abuyabuye lapha edolobheni sihlale sonke yeah
ubaba yena usaphile
hawu abuthonile ushone ngo 20 I think 2017 ubaba wakhe ushone ngo 2017 kodwa kulowo mama omncane wabo ukhona
That is Mr. Ndlovu, the uncle of the late Elvis Nyathi. So he's really saying Nyathi was a very good man. He says he grew up under his arms, and he's really shocked about his death. And he says he has never heard that a person can die in that manner. So he's very much pained. Because he says,
yes, and you can actually feel his pain because he says they were very close. And from what I was hearing, that he was also saying that he was a very quiet young man who always used to look up to him, the uncle, for counsel. And it reminds me of the George Floyd case here in the United States, that, something happened to someone and now he's going to be remembered in the world, unfortunately, for a very unfortunate event. Hama yavanyati vachitaura ivo kuti sekuru vavo vachitaura ivo kuti ndivo vakamukudza uyezve akange ari munhu akanyarara asinganetsane nevanhu uyezve vari kurwadziwa zvikuru nekuti havana kumbofunga kuti muzukuru wavo uyu anga achai mashayiro aakaita vanga vachinyatsotsanangudza kuti akakura sei uyezve kuti aiwanzovabvunza ivo kuti ndoita sei zvinhu vana ndovabatsira sei nyaya yekuti vana vaende kuchikoro nezvimwe zvakadaro aitaurana navo saka vanga vari kuti pari zvinhu vari kurwadziwa chaizvo nokuti havana kumbofungidzira kuti upenyu hwamuchakabvu hwaizopera sekupera kwawakaita
Yes, marvelous. We also have got a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change who is in Matabeleland and taking care of what is happening at the Nyathi homestead. Let's hear what she's told Ezra Jesus Man.
Salbonani, mina ngokuzalwa ngonhlanhla mlotshwa. Kubandla le Triple C kuthiwa ngingu secretary we rural mobilizing and strategy interim. silapha sizokhayela umfowethu uElvis wawenyathi. UElvis ngimkhayela nje mina ngile bias ngoba ngivele nguwe eMatsouth and uElvis ngwekhezi kithi uzalwe eMahetshele. Sizalwa sonke. Sibuhlungu ngokufa kwaElvis. Sibuhlungu singabantu, sibuhlungu silibandla ukuthi abafowethu njalo sebephele South Africa. Bechiya abantwana lapha ekhaya. So sizokhala silibandla. Ngiyazi ukuthi bese lizwile ukuthi abafowethu abase South Africa bese kulokunye kade sebekuhlanganisile bayakunika imuli. Lathi basitshela ngapha siyi-leadership ukuthi ikho lokhu asebekwenzile. Siyakubonga njalo. Besifisa ukuthi nga abantu bezwa betshiseka ngokufa kwaElvis because I think all of us singoElvis. Sonke singonyathi. Angiboni ukuthi lapha emathebuleleni ukhona umuntu ongabalwa kuthiwe kalazihlobo noma ezingu-4 noma ezingu-5 eSouth Africa. Kuyasithinta ukufa kwaElvis, asokufa kwakhe yedwa. Kumele kusithinte sonke because sikhuluma nje izihlobo zethu zisegangeni khona leSouth Africa azikwazi ukuthi ziphilile, azikwazi ukuthi asikwazi ukuthi ziyavuka zingeziphilileyo. Ngakho ke silibandla sokukhalisa imuli yala ekhaya. Sike safika futhi lapha izolo siyaqhubeka sibakhalisa kuze kufike ilanga langomgqibelo. Ngiyabonga.
Kunje nje okujabulisayo ukuthi baphathisile bebandla lakho. Umuntu lo uvela esigabeni sakho. Wena ke ukhalela ukukhankasa futhi umnyango zamele lesi siqindi sakho lezi isemadoko. Uqhubela lokhu elikwenzela phandle kutshengisa ukubambana okunganani. Ungathini kuzulu kobulawayo njona nolapha usuka phola le madoko ngendaba yokuphitheka kwenu uthini ngakho?
Mina ngifuna ukuthi uzulu kobulawayo kazize thintekile. Ngibone ngathi ukurelaxa lokhu esikwenzayo soze kusisebenzele singabantu. Asizizwe siphathekile zulu kobulawayo ngoba kwenzeke kwimulini yakwenyathi sokungavuka layo kondlovu lakwencube lakobandla kodube kukhona. Kukithi sonke asiphathekeni bulawayo omuhle sibuye sizotshengisa ukuthi siyaphatheka le muli yakwenyathi sisonke siyimuli singama-citizens.
Likhangelela ukuthi lizabe likhona lizayenza umsebenzi lani lapha lizabe liphathekile kambe nomongameli ngabuya nawe?
Umongameli bese sikhulume laye siyathemba ukuthi engabuya. Njalo ngelanga lange-Saturday sobe sikhona sibili siyibandla le-CCC. Thina njengoba silapha siku-ground seMathebeleleni i-region yethu yakobulawayo silapha ukuthi sizomkhangelela umongameli ukuthi si-right nxa silapha labantu bakhe bazabuya. Sisamobhalayiza abantu bethu ukuthi labo babe khona lapho bazophatheka ekuhambeni kwaElvis. And sisazoqhubeka siphatheke sibili. Asonto esiyayiqala namhla siyigcine namuhla. Siyaphatheka entweni eziningi sizophatheka futhi kuze ufike ilanga lokube umfowethu Elvis.
That is Miss Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa Mabulasi. She is a member of the Citizens Coalition for Change. So what she's literally saying there is that everyone is Elvis. Everyone is Nyathi. And Nyathi's death is affecting all Zimbabweans alike. So he says everybody has got a relative somehow who's in South Africa. So this issue is not only a Nyathi issue. It is a national and international issue.
Aiwa apo tirikuona isu imwe nhengo ye-CCC vachitaura ivo pamusoro pechiitiko ichi vachiti aiwa munhu wese anowanikwa iye achirangarira vaElvis Nyathi nekuti munhu wese munyika ane hama iri kusouth africa munhu wese munyika anokwanisa kunge zvinhu zvakadai zvataona zvichiitika hazvifani kunge zvichiitika kune munhu. Saka vari kutaura ivo kuti ivo sebato re-CCC vachange vachimirawo vakamirira kuti vaone kuti mhuri yaNyathi icharadzika sei hama yavo pachiitiko chichange chiri kuitika. Vanenge vataura kuti ivo nemugovera.
We put some people lined up here. They want to make their contributions. And the first guy is Mr. Bongani Dube. Bongani, sakwamukela kuhlelwa.
Siyabonga babudo.
Ye, kube khonapho ubona njani khonokho kubhubha njalo lokuthi sokuyangcotshwa uElvis Nyathi?
Ya, khona kubuhlungu kakhulu babudube ikakhulu ebantwaneni. Usuke usiyadinga imali sadendi uzozwakala sokuthiwa usushonile. And manje ngithi ngiyabheka abantwana labana bancane basanid isikolo. And nowadays if you don't have i-parents yakho isikolo kuba nzima because nxa kokuthi lilani family ezihluphekelayo elisebenza ezindlini zabantu emakhishini elincengayo nje impilo isimo singekho right kunzima ukuthi umntwana omfowenu mayeseshonile la etholakale funda mpela esiyafika ku university kunzima kakhulu so into engiyikhalelayo njengabantwana silapha duba sifundanga kodwa abantu abethu asifuni ukuthi befane lathi sifuna abantu abethu sizozama ukuthi sibafundise bebe right so we mawungazela mzali vele impilo yakho iba buhlungu kakhulu babudube iba buhlungu because abantu bayakhala indawo yonke into leyana iya-affecta kakhulu ikakhulu umuntu ozeleyo
so manje ubona zani pho kuya ngathi konke lokho wena ngobona kwakho sibili ukubulawa kukanyathi nxa sukhangele sibili ujula usephambili
ukubulawa kanyathi babudube vele usaphambili because singaze sithini kuzayenzakala futhi lakomunye kodwa ukuze sikugweme ukuthi siyelungisa ngakithi labadala bayawazi amazwi ethu esakhulumayo phela babudube kulula ma ungumzali la uhlala ekhaya unabantwana abantwana ungabezwa bethu baba lapha kayezulu asuzuhlale 42 years ungafiksi ufuna ukuthi ubuse ngenkani abantwana bengathi lokhu kurongo wena ufuna ukuthi ubuse ngenkani vele kuyacaca ukuthi sizaphelela emazweni ngoba nanko u-Elvis uthe esefile azange sibonakale ukuthi kulo muntu osimeleyo azange silizwe thina igama elivela kumongameli esitsho ukuthi khona khona uzwelana lathi sesisizwa manje nje isidumbu sesidlulile eBitbridge ukuthi khona khona uzaphathisa into ezinjengazenezo ukuthi nje umhluphi ukuthi ekhulumisane lama ministers eSouth Africa bebonisane ayikho vele into lokuzi nasimzwele ukuthiwa useDubai samzwela ukuthiwa setshintshi isitalada ekobulawayo so into ezinjengazenezo but kuzikhona izinto ezibalulekile esingazibheka because umuntu ungamuzwa ethi lokhu kurongo zama noma ungakulungisanga ngendlela yakhe but lawe iba ileader ehlakaniphileyo limithe halfway ukwenzela ukuthi into zangkhona kubona ingathi ulungisile noma ungalungisanga kodwa kubonakala ingathi ulungisile 42 years abantu belokhu bekhala ngento one wena uthi ku-right and masithi siyakhangela vele babudube sizahlala sisokolile ngoba masithi siyabheka ihulumende yakithi ama-ministers akula muntu omutsha akula youth laphana okuthiwa izasimela izamela abantu abatsha bonke ngabadala abantu okuthiwa thina balaleya into yokuthi thina salwimpi sizabuya so yiba kufanele bephathe but if singaba le youth noma kwena la maphathi akhona sibe lo muntu omncane ozagijima asimele ezo izikhalazo zethu thina ma sikhuluma kuyabe kuthiwa kona sihlamukele abadala kodwa iqiniso lihle babudube izidingo zakudala nezidingo zamanje azisafani
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana mamplus bekode Mr. Regis Busango as well, a ZANU-PF member based in Canada. Welcome to the program, Mr. Busango.
Thank you. Thank you, Studio 7.
Yes, give us your take on, you know, the killing and now the arrangements that are being made for the burial of Elvis Nyathi. We are informed that the government is taking care of some of the arrangements. Quite just briefly.
Thank you very much. I want to send my condolences to the Nyathi family for this barbaric killing that was done to our brother, dear brother, Elvis, in South Africa, which was uncalled for. South Africans know it better that Zimbabwe has been there for their independence during apartheid when they were running, getting shelter from our country. But I think the general public in South Africa is misunderstanding everything. They are hating Zimbabweans more than any other African. And this has led to our brother's passing on, which is very regrettable. I want to thank the government of Zimbabwe, His Excellency the President, Comrade Edim Nangagwa, for assisting the funeral of our brother. So I'm hearing it as I'm following. The government is doing almost 90% of the arrangements, including bringing him from South Africa. We also saw that the president portrayed a message to Ramaphosa and informed him that this is our SADC and our Troika summit and our arrangements do not go along with what is happening now in South Africa. Therefore, if Ramaphosa is still a signatory of that, he should be able to make sure that Zimbabweans are safe in his country as well as we also make sure that all South Africans coming to Zimbabwe or passing through our country are safe as well. So we saw that himself, Comrade Ramaphosa, visited the family and he also paid his condolence to the family, which is something that we also emulated. And also he sent messages that he's not accepting what South Africans are doing. And he will do everything in his power to make sure that foreigners, especially Zimbabweans in particular at this point, are also safe in South Africa. Thank you.
Tiri ipapo, imi munoona sei, tinoona vamwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vari kuti kodai zvinhu zvagadzirisika munyika vadzokera kuZimbabwe, kwete kuti varambe vari kuSouth Africa uko vari kupiswa nekurayiwa nekushungurudzwa.
Right, I think the problem is not really because of the economic situation. At this point, we can try to link every issue that is happening to our people outside Zimbabwe to economic issues, which at some point is not always the norm. I believe that at this juncture, we are not talking about policies of government and all that. We are talking about we as neighbors of South Africa and Zimbabwe to be each brother's keeper. That's actually what we are talking about, because you look at what happened. The news says they mistaken him with the so-called criminal who was later on arrested, and they killed him for no reason. And I mean that is something that can actually happen to anybody. It doesn't matter whether you're Zimbabwean or not. But this barbaric act is what we should address at this point. Of course, we can talk about the economy. We all agree that even if the economy of Zimbabwe is going to be better than South Africa today, there are people who actually not go back. That one is actually a point that not every Zimbabwean who is living outside will come back because the economy is better. So that's why I wouldn't want to link the economy to the killing of, because these are different issues. I don't know the reason why he was in South Africa. I have not spoken to him. I don't know how long he has lived in South Africa. But what I know is he was there with his family. And there's a reason why he was there. Thank you.
Yes, sibuyeke kubaba uDube. Uyamuzwa uyakhuluma lapho mnumzana. Uthi lokhana kwenziwe kwe-Hilbro. Uthi kuqotshwe uHamazilipi. Akulani lokuthi iZimbabwe economy kunjani-njani. Kuba abantu babalekile khona ngale. Is what we are in South Africa. I'm pending. I'm checking this on my own. Konapo, they go to South Africa to be in Genakona. Yeah,
Yamuza Babu to be. Yangiti Konakona is tattoo sometimes. Chisela Umuntu Oscogile. Wumpina Ila Chisa Lodinia Tele. Yamuza Baba Napa Akona. Ukuthi umuntu okhuluma ekwelinye ilizwe elabelungu ukuhlezi kahle. Ngikhuluma so kunamabhasi, bengikhuluma lo mfowethu osegolo osebenza emabhasini. Sithi amabhasi ayagcwala abantu bayekhaya. Iviki lonke leli abantu bayabaleka bayekhaya. So yena mayezathi akulinkani le economy angazi ukuthi uchaza ukuthini, because akula muntu babudube ongavuma ukuthi achiye ifamily yakhe, abazali bakhe bephila kunzima lapho esiphila khona. Abanye abantu bayangcwatshwa khona lapha bengafinyeleli ukuthi beyifike ekhaya. But ukukhuluma is very easy, gonna talk everything. But masithi siyabheka abantu abaphilayo lapha elokuzini eSouth Africa, baphila kabuhlungu, bengamaZimbabweans baphila bahlungu ukuthi makungathiwa iZimbabwe isilungile, wonke umuntu uyaphuma ehlala ekhaya. Lokho kokuthi khona abantu abangeke baye ekhaya, ngeyinye istatement akhuluma ngaso, because abantu bayafisa ukuyahlala ekhaya. Kula muntu ongathandiyo ukuthi ahlale lemuli yakhe. That's why bona abanye bazama ukuthi beyithathe imuli azohlala layo, kodwa kwehluli ngesimo esihlezi kiso. siyafuna ukekhaba budube lo baba into ayikhulumayo le angakhuluma kahle ngoba ukhulumela iparty ayisiki ukuthi siyayizonda iparty ayisiki ukuthi siyathini but akula muntu ongakwazi even ingane ungayibuza manje ekhaya into zinzima ekhaya basho abantu bona abantu bebaleka bezozama ukuthi bethole impilo engcono
yes yawuzwa kakhulu ke Marvelous what he's saying is that you know all this is linked to the deteriorating situation in Zimbabwe. So he's dismissing what Regis Vusango is actually saying. So he says, you know what, all this kind of suffering is due to the Zimbabwean government. So he says it has got all the hallmarks of that kind of situation back home. And he also indicated that there are so many people who are leaving South Africa right now, going back to Zimbabwe, because the situation is really bad in South Africa. So, you know, he's saying you never know what happens next when you're in South Africa. So that's that.
Apo tikunzwa munyarikani vedu vari kutaura ivo kuti vanhu vazhinji vari ku South Africa pari zvino vari kutarisana nekuomerwa nezvinhu uyezve sekubvunza kwanandaita vavhusango vari kuti ivo munyarikani wedu ari kuti haasi kubvumirana nezvataura navavhusango kuti zvimwe zvacho zviri kuitika zvinei nenyaya yeupfumi saka vauya munyarikani vari kuti aiwa vazhinji vari kutodzokera nekuti kunyange zvinhu zvakaoma hazvo vari kuona ivo kuti dai upfumi hwenyika yezimbabwe hwagadzirika vanhu vangadai vasiri kutiza munyika yezimbabwe Gibbs.
Yes, we've got before he responds, let's take Mr. Sipongulube. Babu Ngulube, ungawuchona njani baba?
Yeah, chona, tiberichona njani lonke baba.
Yeah, siyaphila kakhulu. So, sikhuluma lo babu Vusango lapho eZanupiyefu. Uthi kunokwenza kwenzakale eholo khona ngale eJohannesburg abantu beqosha ambasada akunani lokuthi ke umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe uyabhidlika kumbe ukuthi abantu babaleka kule Zimbabwe ukuthi hayi kukhona okukhona kodwa isikho khonokho nje kodwa ungamtshela usithi
hayi ekuthi bakudiba abantu bakuhulumende wethu kumbe ngithi abakuhulumende ngithi abakuZANU-P F ngani amakhanda aqinile imeseji nxa beyithunyelwa kabafuna ukuyizwa angikwazi ukuthi baza kuzwe njani angikwazi ukuthi baza kuzwe njani nxa besehlulwa ukuzwa enje ngoba amameseji sihlala sibathumela abafuna ukuweza bakholisa khona ukuthi abantu ngale kweZimbabwe baya sebeforswa abantu sebesikhuluma besesaba abantu nxa bethola ithuba lokuthi bazikhulumele bakhululeka bayabatshengisa abakufuna kodwa abakuthathi serious xa bengakubona okutshiwo ngabantu pho yikuphi abaza kuzwa kutshayisa ngovalo lokuthi silo hulumende olalela abantu yini kumbe silo hulumende ofosa abantu ukuthi benze into abangayifuniyo yikho kuzasehlula lokhu ngoba kunje nxa sinje kumele sibe ekhaya isimo siyasibona kumele siye ekhaya but uhulumende is willing to listen to abantu yini yikho kunzima phandle la
yes yakuzwa kakhulu phosela ngesilungu nje ngamafutshane khona ngosenelisi ngikhulume
ngakhulu Hey, Mr. Tuba, I'm getting worried. If our government, or should I say the ruling party, if they don't get the message from the people, every time the people are sending a message, they will turn a blind eye or give us a different statement. I'm very worried because the situation is getting worse here. And people are expressing themselves. We know the situation at home, the freedom, the people, they don't have that freedom of expressing themselves. But if they are expressing themselves this side, we are hoping that our government or the ruling party can listen to the people, but they are seems to be turning a blind eye. We don't know how far we are going to go with the situation.
Yes, hold on there, Mr. Ngulube. Let's talk to Mta. I think Mta is in now. So can you introduce yourself and go ahead with your contributions? Mta, who are going to introduce yourself?
Hey,
Yes, ya phila tshela abantu tumba.
Mina ngumta from Bulawayo. Yeah. Although angikho Bulawayo manje. Ufuna ukukhuluma ngale ndaba yalo muntu obekhuluma lo. Inkinga esinayo yabona Dube inkinga esinayo ukuthi nabo abantu abasibusayo. Abafuni ukutshela abantu iqiniso. Yabona they want to tell people what they want yabona lo muntu lo into ayikhulumayo le it's very inganqani usesayidini lapho uyabona
mhm kulobuzima yes yabona ukuthi sibili kulobuzima ufuna ukukhuluma ngabo kodwa konoko kuya ngesikhathi ilizwe lilungiselela i-independence uzibuze khuluma ngakho konoko futhi ukuthi uzibuze wena umbona njani kuna manje kulezi suku from the time ilizwe lathola uzibuze amafutshane sibili
awe loko okazibuse lokhu ukuthi ngiyakubona but manje abona ukuthi kona uzibuse ubuya manje kobulawayo from after how long sisivele ilizwe lathola uzibuse ngingathi thina vele kahle kahle uzibuse vele akasinayo asizibuse because siyabuswa uyazi ukuthi abantu vele basancindezelwe lamanje sisancindezelwe lamanje asikho ukuthi kona siyazibusa uzibuse samthola nje ngasemaphepheni ukuthi sathola uzibuse but kahle kahle nje vele siya asizibuse siyabuswa
ye nxa ufisa ungafala ngesikhiwa khona nxa ufisa kuya ngawe phosela nxa ungafisi siyaqhubeka siya phambili So, Mr. Kusangu, now we're turning to the issue of independence. So, according to Mta, Zimbabweans are oppressed. Zimbabweans don't have independence at all. They are suffering, like what is happening with them in South Africa, and all these kind of things. Chip in there, Mr. Kusangu.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we want to thank the revolutionaries, some of them who passed on. Who went into the wars, into the bushes. Some of us then were very young, were not born yet, when they were fighting for our country to be a sovereign nation. Zimbabwe is now turning 42, liberated from the British rule in 1980. The British came to Zimbabwe in 1890. For 100 years, our country was under the hands of the foreigners, the imperialists. So, for somebody today, after 42 years, to be very unthankful and say that we don't have independence, that person must be schooled to know exactly what is independence. Are you saying right now, we know that the heads of Lobengula, the heads of Mzilikazi, the heads of Mbeanehanda and Kaguli, they are there in the library in Oxford. Did you know that? That our grandfathers were killed, hanged, and their heads were taken to be trophies in UK by the Queen of England. How can you dare tell me that there is no independence? Do you want my forefathers to remain in the Oxford University libraries? We fought for that, and we are very, very, very overwhelmed by the respect that we get from other sovereign nations in Africa and beyond, who are going to come and to celebrate with us, even Kenya, officiating our independence there in Blawayo there where we are going to have our trade fair. It is because of what we've done. So Zimbabwe is liberated. We're going to celebrate independence. We are an independent country. We are no longer called Rhodesia. We are called Zimbabwe for a reason. The reason from the movement from Rhodesia to now Zimbabwe.
But his point maybe is, you know, the kind of freedoms that are there. He says there's no freedom. There's absolutely nothing according to him.
Yes, yeah. I'm going there. I think we are mistakenly understanding what is freedom. Freedom now, back then, black man was not allowed at 12 midday to be in Bulawayo city center. You have to be in Luveve. Harare city center by 12 midnight on a midday on a Friday. All black people are supposed to be out of the core urban areas. And now we are the ones who are running our cities, our councils. Then you tell me that there is no independence. It means you are not probably actually not schooled enough to understand that our country is no longer Rhodesia, is now Zimbabwe. We can talk about the economy, but do not mix things. If we are talking about independence, independence is not a ZANU-PF project. It is a national project where each and every president who will come after the ones who are here will not change the dates of our independence. It will still remain April 18. Doesn't matter who comes in. It's just like in America or in other countries where they celebrate their heroes. They do not change them. because of whoever comes in. So let's not partner politics versus the economy of the day in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Mr. Sipongulube.
I'm very worried about the history we are being taught here, Dube. First, before we go to independence, this thing out of Lopengula's head is in a library somewhere in the UK. Where is that history coming from? We know Lopengula disappeared. We know Lopengula was chased. No one knows Lopengula's grave. So that's, we have to correct things. We have to state the facts first. Let's not mislead the people. Second, the independence. If we are talking of independence, we are not talking of the dates of the ceremonies. We are talking of people who are enjoying the life in their country. My learned friend is saying people are independent. They can go in Bulawayo around 12. We are talking now, people are in Johannesburg. Someone was killed just last week. You were talking about Mr. Nyati. He was killed in Johannesburg. We wish to be in Bulawayo. We wish to spend our lives in Bulawayo. We wish to wake up in our home countries. Today is 18, is Friday, Easter, Good Friday. We wish to be in our rural homes, spending time with our families. That's independence. Independence is not a date. Independence is not a ceremony. People must take us serious as Zimbabweans. We need our independence. It's not just about JT. If we now is comparing us to America and all these countries, we don't want comparison. We want to enjoy the freedom, enjoy our being at our homes. That's what we want.
Yes, thank you very much. And the clarification on the, you know, the heads and all those kind of things, I think we have to put the record straight that there's no historical evidence that Lopengula's head is in London or any library.
Exactly.
Or anywhere else in the world. So that we should put it in the right perspective. So get Musango back in a while, in 2 seconds. So let's get to Mta. Mta, konapo ke iskuluma akonoko. Kumbe, iskale siye kubaba. Utuwe ubo.
What's again?
Mana kakangani. Mwangani, uzwele lapa, pa kuluma. Posela 10 seconds, baba.
Kuti, babu tube tina, maa skuluma ngenkinga. Kaya bengu hatua skuluma. Ange masikhuluma ngama problems akhona kabe ngathiwa sikhuluma simele ipolitiki athina abanye abantu you are not politician but sikhuluma ngohlupho olukhona olubhekane nathi esilubonayo manje makuyathiwa abantu ngizazavumelana lobabungulube maye sithi khona independent asikhulumi ngedate asikhulumi ngeceremony into ezinjalo sikhuluma ngabantu abakhululekileyo ukuthi ukuthi impuphu iyadura ekhaya uyakubotshelwa khonoko ukuthi impuphu iyadura ukuthi kona khona lokhu kuyadura abantu abakwazi abantu ngoba yena uyabe ekulololo hlangothi okilo emele lonkini but thina sibuya kulova singabolova thina esingakaze sisebenze siselokhu zenini siyayazi leyo inkinga esidibana nayo babudube abantu uzibuse yebo bangathi ilizwe balithatha emakhiweni kodwa sabuya sazoncindezelana thina singabantu abamnyama ngoba even kunje vele ekhaya akula muntu uvele libuthane ukuve nanku asikhulumeni
yeah
in the first place yakho ngicela ukuthi sikhulume ngeparty amaparty wonke ayi two sikubonile konke lokho ilokhu zeni ngavunyeli ukukampaign
manje isikhathi dube sesiphelile isikhathi sesikhuluma kumangoyi. Would have loved to bring in Mr. Vusango as well, but let's have this discussion on Monday. So I'm going to invite all of you so that we can have a very great discussion. So on that note, we wish to end our show today. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Regis Vusango, Mr. Ibongani Dube, Mr. Sipongulube, and Mr. Mta. And signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe, and have a lovely, lovely Easter weekend.
And I'm marvelous, Mlanganyahuye, also saying have a great Easter weekend. Actually, I was going to cool the chipper down by asking about Easter, but happy Easter to everybody.
Good night.